views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik, host of Vibrant, Powerful Moms. Today, we're going to talk about your reaction to things that happen in your life and what you can do to create less stress and keep an open mind. This is an important topic for you to be aware of because it's quite likely that unless you are already really tuned into this, that you spend a lot of time and energy trying to control things that really aren't yours to control, like the behavior of other people, including your children, rather than using that energy to control the one thing that really is up to you, your response. It also influences how much stress affects you and, you know, how negative that stress is, how easy it is for you to regain control in the heat of the moment. Let me show you what I mean by using one of my favorite parables. So if you've ever heard me present at an event, then you have probably already heard this story. It's about a Chinese farmer and his son who lived a long time ago. They were very, very poor. The only thing they had, which basically kept them alive, was a stallion that they would breed with the neighbor's mares in exchange for food, clothing, and so on. One day, the stallion jumped the fence and ran off, and the neighbors all came over. "Oh, this is terrible! This is very bad!" To which the farmer replied, "Maybe good, maybe bad. We'll see." Well, the farmer and son went about their lives, and a few weeks later, they heard this neigh, and they turned to see their stallion coming running towards them with a whole herd of wild mares coming with it. So the farmer and son opened up the gate to the corral, and in went the horses. They closed the gate, and the neighbors all came over, and they went, "Oh, this is good. This is very good." To which the farmer replied, "Maybe good, maybe bad. We'll see." Well, the farmer and son went about training these horses, and one day the farmer's son was thrown off the back of one of the mares, and he hit the corral fence and broke his femur bone, that's the main bone in his leg, right in half. The neighbors all came over. "Oh, this is bad. This is very bad." To which the farmer replied, "Maybe good, maybe bad. We'll see." Now, recovering from a severely broken leg is not easy, but the farmer and the son worked at it, and eventually the son was able to walk again with the help of a cane. One day, there was a knock at their door. It was the Imperial Army, recruiting every able-bodied young man to fight in a war they would end up losing. The farmer's son was spared because of his leg. I love this parable because to me it clearly shows a very important point. There's nothing good or bad about anything that happens in life. In other words, events are neutral. We give them meaning and with that label decide how we feel about them. This is a huge deal because it means that we have far more control over our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors than we might normally believe. Now, just for the record, in case you're still thinking about the parable, I want you to understand that I'm not saying that by allowing events to be neutral, it means everything will go in a positive direction in life. We grow and evolve through adversity. So it's a natural part of our journey. It needs to be there. If that story had been real, I'm sure there would have been times when the stallion was missing, or after the son's leg was broken, when other challenges arose. By allowing events to be neutral, you will find it easier to deal with all challenges because you're holding on to your power rather than giving it away to the event. Let's take this and apply it to something in your own life. Think about something that has happened in the last few days or week or whatever that you labeled as bad, and you still believe that it's a bad thing. So maybe it was your flat tire in your car, or maybe you got in a fender bender, or maybe your child threw a tantrum in the middle of the grocery store, or maybe you missed the finale of your favorite show and the PVR, DVR, whatever, didn't do its job. So I'm going to give you just a few seconds to think about this. If you need more time, feel free to pause the audio. Now, think about how that situation made you feel specifically. Were you maybe angry, embarrassed, frustrated, disappointed? Now try to take it a step further and think about the thoughts that came up as a result of those feelings. You might have even said some of them out loud. Maybe you started swearing. Maybe you exclaimed something like, "Oh, this sucks," or "No way, this can't be happening," this kind of thing. Or you might have just thought something in your head, but notice the thoughts that came up. What other feelings arose as a result of these thoughts? Did your frustration, embarrassment, or disappointment turn into anger? Or maybe your anger into rage? Notice or remember how your feelings actually escalated once you decided that this was a bad thing. The point of this exercise is to show you that it's your thoughts, which are based on what you believe about the event, that are making it worse. If, for example, you felt the initial disappointment when you realized that you had missed your show or the PVR hadn't worked, but you took a deep breath and reminded yourself, in the big scheme of things, this is no big deal, then you probably didn't escalate into anger. And as a result, you'll find it much easier to accept. Either way, you missed your show. The event doesn't change. It's just how you feel that changes. In later podcasts, we're going to talk about how your feelings might be misleading you, as well as how all these things influence your vibrational energy, which in turn affects what you're attracting into your experience. But for now, I just want you to understand that the event itself is always neutral. So how do you put this into practice? How do you use this in your life? Here are three tips to help you with this skill if you don't already do so. The first one is to put on your detective's hat. If you recall back in the intro podcast, I mentioned that my youngest boy is a trans boy. There are many people out there who want to label this realization as good or bad. When my son told me about it, which was only a few weeks ago, I felt fear in the pit of my stomach. For many, this fear would naturally lead to a label of bad, which could have brought me to tears. It could have caused me to rant and rave at my son. And it could have created a feeling of embarrassment about sharing this with other people. Rather than allow this to happen, I put on my detective's hat. I took a deep breath. And I asked myself what the fear was about. In other words, I became curious about what I was feeling. I realized instantly that I feared for the life of struggle my child could be choosing. This raised a feeling of compassion, and with it, a strong surge of unconditional love. I realized that my son was very brave to tell me, and that he didn't take this announcement and the decision to transition lightly. He'd already given it a lot of thought and decided his life would be filled with struggle either way. By embracing his desire to realign his body, he could at least find happiness in his own skin rather than constantly struggling to be someone he was not. The result? I still have to work at it to see him as my son, but at no point did I escalate my emotions into feelings of anger, hurt, or betrayal. Curiosity is a wonderful way to neutralize strong emotions and to see things from a more objective standpoint. So get curious rather than defensive and see where it takes you. The second thing you can try is to shift your perspective. Now, this tip is similar to the first in that it really is about seeing things in a different way. In this case, however, I'm talking about flipping a situation on its head so that you can find the good in it. Let me use the wisdom of a coin to help illustrate. We all know that a coin has two sides, and even though the tail side might be facing up, the head side is still always there. What this means is that in any situation involving opposites, the reverse chance always must be present as well. So when you flip the coin and heads comes up, you know that tails is right there on the other side. This means that when a situation feels bad, good is also present. Now the flip side's also true. When a situation feels good, bad is also nearby. If we use this knowledge to seek out what the good is, we don't have to seek out the bad, it tends to show itself quite easily, then we can start to become aware of the positives in any situation. Let me give you some other words to show you what I mean. On the flip side of negative is positive, awful is awesome, impossible is possible, undesirable is desirable, and obstacle is opportunity. Now, some people would argue that obstacle is not the opposite of opportunity, but I want you to think about that as when something is an obstacle to us, we see it as a problem. We see it as something that must be removed in order to move forwards. When we see it as an opportunity, we tend to greet it with more of an excitement and enthusiasm. It's something that, yes, we want to move beyond, but it's an opportunity to do something different or more. So can you see how those provide two very opposite feelings? It's our belief about something that limits our ability to see both sides at once. I urge you to start prying open your mind. If you tend to see things as more black and white, which are also opposites, and most of us have been trained to see things that way, then actually take out a coin. Or if you don't have a coin, that's fine. Just take a piece of paper and write opposites, whatever opposites you want to use on either side. Then challenge yourself to debate both perspectives. The more you do this, the easier it will be for you to remain objective, to destroy limiting beliefs, and to open your mind to a variety of new information. The third tool that I want to give you is to train your brain to net the positives. Dr. Rick Hansen is a psychiatrist, and he wrote a book called Hardwiring Happiness. In it, he talks about the fact that our brains are actually wired to remember the bad and let go of the good. In fact, he likens it to Teflon and Velcro, where he says your brain is like Velcro for the bad things, so they just stick and they don't want to let go. And it's like Teflon for the good things, so the good things just zip on through, into the pan, out of the pan. It seems that this was necessary back in the beginning, when our survival depended on us learning from the bad. And while we have evolved as humans, our brains haven't really changed. At least that part of them hasn't changed much. I was really excited to read about this because prior to picking up his book, I had noticed that people seemed to dwell on bad things that happened and just let the good moments sail on by. Perhaps this was because of my work as a social worker. But as a result, I had created a system I called NET, which is an acronym, N-E-T, to help people recognize the numerous little pleasurable moments that they experience in a day and to net them so that the positive feelings they create stick around longer. I want to teach you this process because the more you focus in on those pleasurable moments, the easier it will be for you to be at the best in your life, which includes being able to reserve judgment and view events as neutral. So how do you do this? Well, it's a very simple process. The N stands for notice. When a pleasurable moment arises in your day, take a moment to really notice it. These moments can be super tiny, so if you don't zero in on them, they will simply flit on by. Some examples of pleasurable moments for me are things like the sun shining on my face, laughing with somebody, especially when it's a really good belly laugh, cuddling with my dog, or in this case, it's often my grand dog, talking with a friend, you know, where you have that really great, easy, fun, flowing conversation, sitting down with a fresh cup of tea. Or right now, I'm really into that bulletproof coffee, which is quite delicious, I should say. And so sitting down and enjoying that. Finishing a presentation. When I've just finished doing a presentation, I have this wonderful moment when it's first done of completion and satisfaction. Even noticing things like a beautiful flower or a sunset, a sunrise, a bird that just flies by and is looking gorgeous, eating a piece of really dark chocolate, or any kind of food or fruit that really tantalizes my taste buds, even hitting a string of green lights all in a row. The point I want you to get is that these are all simple little things that we all have every day of our lives, even on the really, really bad ones. So the trick to noticing is to allow yourself to become really present in that moment. Forget about your to-do list. Let it go. Block out any other distractions and just fully immerse yourself in that particular moment. The E of NET is to expand the emotion. This is where you want to shift your focus to how this moment makes you feel. Now, you might feel grateful, content, relaxed, lucky, excited, loved, turned on, whatever you happen to feel. You want to focus in on it. Now, this is a bit tricky if you really haven't paid much attention to how you're feeling and if you don't have a lot of words for feelings beyond happy, sad, excited, mad, and so on. So you'll have to work on that if that's the case. But tuning in to what you're feeling and then locating it in your body. Now, don't worry too much about this, but typically what you're feeling will be somewhere from the heart down to the top of your legs, all right? That's the trunk of the body. And so typically that feeling will be somewhere in the trunk of your body. So don't worry too much about exactly where, just focus in on it best you can. Put your hand somewhere on your gut, as close as you can to where the feeling is, and then expand the feeling. So if you're feeling grateful, just feel like that grateful feeling is getting bigger and bigger in your hands. You can even move your hands out like you're filling a balloon, and that will help you to create it. You can close your eyes to do this, or you can keep them open. It's completely up to you. The more you practice this, the easier it will become, and the easier it becomes, the more you will tune in to these kinds of feelings and notice when they come up. The third piece of NET is the T, which is to tie it down with thoughts. The thoughts you have about any event, especially when they're coded in strong emotion, help you to embed it in your memory. So come up with thoughts that fit the moment and then just tie it to that memory. Now, in my mind, I actually picture little kites I'm not sure why, that's just how I created it. So I see these little kites, and on one of the kites it might say, "What a great day. I love my life. Oh, I'm so grateful for this moment. My child is so precious to me." Because you're doing this in a moment of expanded emotion, it doesn't take a lot of thoughts. So add in as many as feel right for you, and you're done. This whole process doesn't have to take more than a few seconds. But the more you do this, the more you will attract these kinds of experiences to you, and the easier it will be for you to hold on to them. This might not seem like a big deal, but in reality, it can be the difference between neutralizing a bad day and believing that your life sucks. So there you have it. Three things that you can do to help you bring more neutrality into your day, which might just allow you to utter the phrase, maybe good, maybe bad. We'll see. It also can help you to open your mind, allow you to be at your best no matter what the circumstance, and so on. So play around with these. Have fun with them. Let me know how you do. I love feedback and would love to hear how you do with this. Plus, if you give me feedback, you might find it ties in that moment for you. With much respect for you and the journey that you're on, this is Debbie Pokornik wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.